Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Hareem Driggs. And we're going to be talking about something that has a major impact on our community here. And that are the different food pantries across the Castle Country. Hareem, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us.
We really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So I think a good place for us to start with this is to kind of talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff with this. So what is this food drive and what's the purpose behind it?
Well, right now, these two pantries are emergency pantries. They help around, East Carbon helps around 270 families in average per month. And the Trinity Food Pantry in Price is also this emergency pantry and serves up to like 500 individuals. And as of right now, they're pretty empty. And they usually get their food donations from the food bank, but they don't have a lot of control of what they get. So at this moment, they have a really low shipment or pallet. So they ask us for help. What I do is create better help. That's my position. And I help people to get access to healthy food. So this food drive, it's going to start from September 1st to the 30th. And if anyone can donate healthy items, that's best, but we'll take whatever you can donate.
And, you know, it's always important because, I mean, we're looking at a time right now where grocery prices continue to rise and mm-hmm. a lot of people find themselves kind of priced out of the amount of food they're normally used to. So food pantries like this are an incredibly important resource to our community. So over the course of this drive, as we're looking to fill up the East Carbon Pantry and the Price Pantry, what kind of foods are we looking to be donated to these areas?
So old shelf store, food like canned vegetables, canned meat is very more appreciated. Canned fruit, pasta, we can get all kinds of stuff that are, if it's like whole grain, 100% juice on the fruit, things that are a little bit healthier, it will be much, much more appreciated. But like I said, anything will be taken. And we have a couple places where we can get those donations.
Again, our guest is Hareem Driggs, and we're talking about a food drive looking to benefit the East Carbon Food Pantry and the Trinity Food Pantry here in Price. Going to be running from September 1st to the 30th. All kinds of different opportunities to donate. Now, if people are wanting to get involved, help donate to this cause, what are some of the places that they can go and donate food?
So we're going to have a box in Walmart by the grocery entrance. We're going to have another one on Smith's, and if you can drop them off, you don't have time, you can always call me, and I will personally go and pick them up. You can call the USU Extension, or you can call at 435-636-3233, and just ask for Hareem Driggs, or just leave a message, and they'll get me the information, and I can make arrangements to pick it up.
You know, like we were talking about, this is an incredibly important resource within our community. So a great chance for the community to help give back and support those who may be needing it at this time where, again, grocery prices continue mm-hmm. to rise. More and more people are going to be turning to food pantries to try and make ends meet. Now, you talked about in your position at Create Better Health, you want to help make healthy meals for these people. You want to help create a healthy lifestyle for them. Can you kind of speak on how important having access to a food pantry is in this mission?
It is way important. There's a lot of people that are on the SNAP ED, the SNAP benefits, and that's what we focus more on, teaching these people how to stretch those dollars in a healthy way to prevent chronic illnesses. So, like I said, everyone should have access to healthy food, and I think that even one can of a healthy item will make a big difference on these people that can afford it, or they can just sometimes. Some of these people need to pay medical bills and stuff, and they don't have enough for food. So that's the people that come to the pantry.
Now, Hareem, let's run through the nitty-gritty one more time. How long is this drive going to be running? What are you looking for, and where can people donate?
So it's going to start on September 1st, so keep an eye on those boxes or call the extension office or drop them off at the extension office too in Walmart and Smith, the boxes. And, well, we we're gonna have it like I said, for a month, one can make a huge difference. If it's a healthy item, it will be much more appreciated.
Now, Harim, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I appreciate for the people that have donated in the past. We continuously do this these food drives, and I appreciate everyone that can help our neighbors and all these people that live in the area.
Well, Harim, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, we were talking about a food drive looking to benefit local food pantries here in Price and East Carbon. Going to be running throughout the month of September from the 1st to the 30th. There's going to be drop-off locations at Walmart and at Smith's or the USU Extension office, or pickup services are available by calling the Extension's offices at 435-636-3233. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.